It's Parsha. Vayadaber Hashem Moshe Har Sinai Lemor. So Rashi asks, my inyan shmita etzel Har Sinai. Val kol ha-mitzvahs Nemru b'Sinai, v'mar shmita nemru koloseho protoseho v'diktukeho mi-Sinai. Avkuo nemru koloseyem v'diktukeyem mi-Sinai. Every detail was given in Sinai. It's interesting, we'll Mitzvah Hashem come back to it, why it is that specifically the mitzvah of Shemitah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you that all the details are given in Sinai. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'amato lehem. Ki savohu el ha'aretz asher ani nosen lochem v'shov so ha'aretz shabos l'Hashem. What does it mean, Kisavo el Ha'aretz, Asher Ninosen Lachem? It's not possible to keep Shemitah on Klal Yisrael or in the Midbar. I mean, there's nothing to do. They're sitting in the Midbar. How are they going to keep Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael? So we learn from here that Mitzvah Shemitah didn't begin the moment they came in. It was after Shevashik, their 7 years of Kibush and the 7 years of Chiluk. It means after they began feeling they were balabatim in their own homes, they began asserting their ownership of the land. Exactly then, you have to know about Shemitah. Kol zman, they didn't have kibush for chiluk, that they didn't feel they were balabatim on the land, there's no need for Shemitah. But the moment they conquered the land and they split it up and everyone had his chalek, so then Shemitah, then and only then did Shemitah become a mitzvah. And it's a very interesting mitzvah, very demanding mitzvah. 6 years you plant, seventh year, Shabbos on Yer Loretz. So you can assume that maybe it's very good for the land to give it a rest. So what does the Pasuk say? Shabbos Lashem. No. The purpose isn't for the purpose of the land. The purpose is Shabbos Lashem. Shabbos in your Aretz, Shabbos Lashem. Way beyond what's good for the land. It's an absolute resting for HaKadosh Baruch. Then after seven Shemitahs, there's Yovel. Yovel is a very wide halacha. Yom Kippur of Yovel, we blow a shofar. Rishavtim Isha L'chuzoso. All the avodim go free. You don't plant. It's kodesh. And all the fields go back. You can't sell. If a person wants to sell his land, he can sell it up till Shemitah. It all goes back. Oretz lo simochel etzmisus, ki li kol ha'aretz. So Ramban says, it means I have very limited power over my land. Rambam concludes it as a mitzvah. I'm not allowed to assert that power over my land. Ki li ha'aretz, the land belongs to me, HaKadosh Baruch. Ki geirim v'soshovim atem imodi. Here it tells while we are here on planet Earth, we're not allowed to feel that we own the land, certainly not in Eretz Yisrael. Ki geirim v'soshovim. We're temporary sojourners. And to remind the person that he has no ultimate control over the land, no ultimate ownership of the land, no ultimate control over other human beings. Everything in Shemitah goes back. No one works. Yovel, 2 years of it. Kili kol aretz. You have to realize it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch. It's a very powerful mitzvah. And if you'll say, Manocha b'shana ha-shvi'itz, we have to eat. Remember, for most of Jewish history, you ate what you produced locally. The bread you ate, the wheat, the flour, everything was local. So if there's nothing for 2 years, what's going to happen? But Tzivi says Birkotzi, Emunah Bitachon. Why? If you understand that you really don't control the situation, then you don't own the land and you're just guests. You go into someone's house as a guest, they may let you do certain things in the kitchen, but it's their kitchen. The food comes from them. The mitzvah of Shemitah is an incredible mitzvah. It's a declaration by an entire nation. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the land is His, and we just are guests in His land. And if He wants to give us the extra, it's the extra. What's amazing is the entire time in Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, Jews kept Shemitah. In the Avon of Shemitah, and the Aver of Shemitah, they went into Golos. Rashi gives the Cheshbon. But for instance, the year the Beis Hamikdash was Charev in Motzei Shviyas. In Motzei Shviyas, so that means they're fighting the Romans during Shemitah. So you would imagine, of course, we have a situation with the world today. They say, oh, what's the matter? I mean, it's Pekuach Nefesh, national emergency, etc. They weren't so smart at that time of Chazal. They couldn't figure that out. And if you read the history books, they kept Shemitah completely. In fact, the Romans were planning, where are they going to eat from? Planning to take over Jewish fields. But they were soldiers, they weren't farmers. Jewish fields, there's nothing planted. Unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh. Because they deeply believed what the Torah said. They deeply believed that once every 7 years, they have to make a statement, Ki li kol aretz. And even if you're in the middle of a war against the Romans, you also have to make a statement, Ki li kol aretz. Ki geirim v'soshovim atem imodi. They could have sold the land to, could have had a big, Chazal weren't so smart. So they couldn't figure out there's a thing called the Het HaMechira. No. The Torah says, we have to make a declaration. Ki geirim v'soshovim atem imodi. And that's exactly the way it was. And that's exactly what they did. Ki geirim v'soshovim. V'shov so'oret Shabbos l'Hashem. There is, as you go through, ki yomu chachicha, all sorts of things. Each one, each mitzvah is another way of saying, we don't run the world. The world doesn't belong to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, number one. And we have to be willing to, when he tells us to put it in his hands, to leave it in his hands. Very interesting thing happened in the 1880s. The Jews began coming and setting up agricultural settlements in the beginning, in the early 1880s. So Tov Reish Mem Beis, 1882, they kept Shemitah. It was very difficult, but they kept it. And then in Tov Reish Mem Ches, Erev Shemitah, Tov Reish Mem Tes, the whole issue came. And many, many years ago, I was in Chicago, there was a library that I used to visit. They had old newspapers all the Jewish newspapers from the 1880s. So I decided I was going to read what they were writing in the newspapers here. What they wrote in the newspapers here was very simply. What was the essential struggle over Shemitah here in Eretz Yisrael? Was, they said, if the first Shemitah was going to get kept, then people would figure out how to adjust life, and all of life here in Eretz Yisrael would revolve around Shemitah. They adjust, they figure out how to do it. And then the basic structure of life here would have a religious stamp to it. The economy would be a religiously based economy. So that means since it was going to be agricultural, once every 7 years they'd have to stop. So they'd have to make an entire arrangement. And they said, we can't let that happen. Because if the first year, Tov Reish Mem Tes, it's going to be a Shas Hadchak, Pekuach Nefesh, whatever it is. From that on time on, that's where it's going to end up. So for many years, that's the way it was. Past year was Shemitah. But it's the power of one man. Chazon Ish came in the 1930s and says, no, we have to begin keeping Shemitah. Then with one place, then a second place. Nowadays, a major part of the country keeps Shemitah. There's an idea behind Shemitah. The idea behind Shemitah doesn't only affect Eretz Yisrael. That idea behind Shemitah doesn't only affect the seventh year. It's a recognition that a Jew has to have of his position in this world. In Ha'azinu, the pasuk says, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot. Jews come to a place, they feel successful, wherever it may be. The question is, how does a Jew view his functioning in this world? What's his purpose of being here? What's his purpose of all the gifts that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him? If the be-all and the end-all is economic success in its mind, then it's very difficult to give up that which is yours. I worked for it. I'm smarter than other people. I'm more successful than other people. I'm more chutzpah than other people. Whatever brings success. It's mine. But if you view that you're really just a visitor here, Kadosh Baruch Hu is letting you play around in his world and he's giving you success, it's a whole different mentality. Then you realize the be-all and the end-all of being in this world isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you, here, I'm giving you a present, do with it. No. The be-all and the end-all is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole mentality behind Shemitah, the whole mentality behind Yovel is so fundamental to what the Torah demanded of us. And when a person thinks, who I am, what I am, it's very important. Ki li kol ha'aretz, ki geirim v'soshovim atem imodi. It's not just a theoretical concept. The Torah said, in order to reinforce that concept, every 7 years you do nothing. So you do nothing. What are you supposed to do? So Chazal said, what did they expect you to do? To take off once every 7 years to sit and worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu full time, sit and learn Torah, do whatever. And a year of, it's Lashem. It's a year that's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like once every 7 days is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once every 7 years is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, but the ability to spend an entire year and say, this year belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, he'll take care of me because I'm giving it to him, so he'll take care of my needs, because really, even the other 6 years, he's taking care of my needs. Is Amunu Bitochen Lamaisa. It's not just a theoretical, I believe in it. No. It's acting Lamaisa on it. It's a very, very difficult mitzvah. It also changes when a person thinks, what's he doing in this world? What am I doing here? Because if the purpose of my being in this world was nothing but great economic success, so it would be relatively absurd to tell a person, so 1 year out of 1 day out of seven and 1 year out of seven devote to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even ki geirim v'so shovim atem imodi ki likol haaretz, that yes, b'zeh sepecha toch alech, we have to work, but we can never let that so take us over that we think that that's the be all and the end all of life. No. We need to live. We have to remember. We're here as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guests, and everything belongs to him. There is an important Rambam. Rambam writes, Takdoma to Perish Mishnayos, on Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bolomo. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing in this world except the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha. What does that mean? There's a whole world. Go to China, it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. There are factories, there are billion, over a billion people there. You go here, you go there. There are economic empires. It's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. So what does it mean? There's nothing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing in this world except the Dalai Lama Shal Chabad. He has the whole world. And the answer is, says the Rambam, the whole world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world stam. He had nothing to do with one day and said, okay, let's make a world. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for a purpose, for a goal, and he has an ultimate goal and purpose in this world. And that purpose is realized by the Odom HaSholem, who dedicates his life totally and completely to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows other things to happen, It's somehow because they all serve the needs of that Odom HaSholem. Eilach Kodesh Baruch Hu, yes, there may be factories, and there may be this, there may be that, there may be all sorts of things. But in the end of the day, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it to happen is because it serves the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. It's an entire world. But that's not the be-all and the end-all of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Miri quotes a Maimah Chazal, which we don't have. Miri in Mishle. It's also the Miri in Pirkei Avos. It says, on the pasuk in Mishle, Hashem b'chochmo yosad oretz. Nearly, it seems to me, says the Miri, shabez b'mokum ba'avur, on ba'avur ha'chochmo v'hatfuno v'hadas, nivroholom. Why? The pasuk says, imlo brisi yom v'layl v'chukir shemayim v'aretz hosamti. Chayen v'medrish, it's a medrish. Person of the footnotes hasn't found it, I didn't find it. On the pasuk in Shmuel, Ki Hashem etzukei oretz vayoshes aleihem tevel. Metzukei eretz elu ha'oskim batorah sheheim yisodoseihem shel olam. What is the foundation of the world? The people who learn Torah. Vayoshes aleihem tevel shebishvilom nivro'u. It's for those people who learn Torah, the world was created. Klomer, shetachlus hakavono. The tachlus, the ultimate goal in kavono. Varshlemus. Who etz li gam ken amarim, that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hibit b'Torah, boros holim. Klomer. The purpose of Zen Nikra Torah, Rachis Dark over Kedim Afolov. That's the Tachlis of this world. Now that's a Nisoyan. It's a very big Nisoyan. We're in a world that everything says no. Who and what is a human being? So, in today's world, a human being. He's an economic being. His purpose is to produce economic production. That's what a human being is. Human being is valuable if he contributes. What does contribute mean? Contribute economically, contribute militarily, contribute to the physical well-being of the planet. That's how human beings are viewed in the non-Jewish world, in the Jewish world, in the Israeli world, and in most of the Orthodox Jewish world. However, Chazal throughout, Rishonim throughout say no. It's not the Tachlis HaBriyah. Tachlis HaBriyah is we are spiritual beings. That's what our Metzius is. Yes, we have to live in a physical world. But who and what I am, what the goals that we have, are spiritual goals. My physical life is a means to achieve those spiritual goals. The world doesn't belong to us. We have to continually remind ourselves by pulling back from the world. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave it to us for a purpose. Next week's parasha begins, then, do you know what's going to bring plenty to the world? Do you know what's going to bring success, physical success to the world? If we fulfill our purpose in this world, Kodesh Baruch Hu allows the physical world to flourish and to blossom. In a world where this is fought and made fun of, And Yeshiva Baruch Hu looked at, what are they contributing? What are they contributing? To fulfilling the purpose for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, what's an apikoros? I'm very hesitant very often to quote that Gemara. What is an apikoros? Ma honu l'rabbanan. What benefit do we get from all these rabbanan who sit and learn Torah? Why? Why is that called an apikoros? Apikoros because you deny the foundational understanding of what and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. One of the reasons the idea of Brias HaOlam is so important, and one of the reasons that all Rishonim fought against the Greek idea of Kadmos. Kadmos means, what was the Greek idea of Kadmos? The world just like a perpetual motion machine. It keeps going. Nothing is made. Nothing's created. There's no purpose. It's there. Just there. No. Well, it's not just there. The world was created with a purpose. Barosiv afasisiv. I made it. I created it for the purpose of Torah, for spiritual goals and spiritual achievement. In today's world, it's very hard. Next to impossible. When a person, the idea of Brias HaOlam, so nowadays, the history of human thought, the Greek idea, the world just was just this perpetual motion machine. It's very attractive. If the world is a perpetual motion machine and it wasn't made for a purpose, so you can do basically what you want. The world's created for a purpose and there's a Borei Olam who wants that purpose realized. You just can't do what you want. So, as much as that was the dominant way everyone thought about the world, and as much as Greek thought influenced Rishonim, one idea they fought. No. The world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yesh Mayayin. Then, in the 1930s, evidence began that ain't so simple. When Einstein realized that the consequences of his theory of relativity was the world had a beginning, he fudged his equations because he just couldn't accept it. Later on in life, he said it was the biggest mistake he ever made. But in the 1960s, people said, ooh, the world had a beginning. But then people began, it's very difficult to live with that idea. Because if there's a beginning, how, what, when, where? So there's an idea that came up, there's an oscillating universe. The universe goes like that. It still is a perpetual motion machine. You try to get out of it because the ramifications are too great. And, okay, by the time late 1970s, early 1980s came, they disproved that it doesn't work either. So they came up with why are people so busy fighting the idea? The answer is very simple. The idea that there's a Borei Olam created the world with a purpose, with a goal, and manages the world, it's a very difficult idea for the world to accept. Because it means Yesh Din v'Yesh Dayan, it means Kili Kol Aretz. People don't want to accept Kili Kol Aretz. They want to fight Kili Kol Aretz. Shemitah is a radical idea. Shemitah tells us that we have to pull back from the land, have to pull back from the world, and recognize that the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're just visitors and guests in his house, and we have to act accordingly. And if we act as visitors and guests in his house, he's a very good host. He says, I'll take care of my guests. But if you try to take over my house, I don't like that. Ki geirim v'sochshovim atem imodi. The whole way of looking at a human being's relationship to the world. The Torah is a very radical document. It says, ki li kol ha'aretz, your guests in my house, ki geirim v'sochshovim, says, and if you act guests according to the rules I told the guests, v'tzivisi es berkosi, I'll take care of you. You may not see where or how I'll take care of you. You may not understand how it works. But I'm the boss. I made it all. That's why Shemitah in this country is such a contentious, it's such a totally b'machlokas. Because when people observe Shemitah, what are they saying? It's not nationalistic. It's not anything except they're saying, we're in this land here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this land. We are guests in his house. And we have to follow the rules. That whole approach, a lot of people find hard. It's not only the technical mitzvah. It's a whole mental framework that people find difficult. And it applies way beyond Shemitah. It applies way beyond Eretz Yisrael. It applies to generally how one thinks about his position in this world and all his material success. Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says, why, what's the mitzvah Bikurim? What's the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen? What's the mitzvah the first? You invest. And you finally see the first products of what you have. You want it because you begin to succeed. You say, no. Belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My success is his. That is same idea, Shemitah. When a Jew tries to think seriously what the Torah asks of us in terms of how we think about the world, the Yesod is Ki li kol ha'aretz. Kigayrim v'sochshovim atem imadi. Kili kol haaretz, the entire world belongs to me. Not kili Eretz Yisrael, kili kol haaretz. Entire world belongs to me. And you? You're visitors in my house, so you better keep the rules. V'tzivisi b'kosi. And if you do keep the rules, then the owner takes good care of you. But he's running the world. That's surrendering control of the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understanding the purpose for which he created it was for us to be spiritual beings and not to be pulled in to the Kochi V'yotzim Yodi. That message is the message that more than anything else the Torah wanted us to get in how we lead our lives.